I'm Carol Flagg with Answers Media Company. The following is my interview with Mac McMillan, CEO of Synergistech at HIN 16 in Las Vegas.
I'm here with Mac McMillan of Synergistech. He's the CEO and founder of the company. Mac, how are you today?
I'm great, Carol. How are you?
Good. Last time we spoke, we were doing a panel discussion on cybersecurity in January, which our readers can find on YouTube. And we talked a lot about cybersecurity.
We sure did, and it's a big topic right now, for sure.
Huge topic at HIM 16. You know, they had a huge educational session, forums, the whole nine yards. Why this year? This, you know, it seems like it's now on everybody's top of mind.
Well, I think actually it shouldn't be just this year, right? I mean, ever since the latter part of 2014, we've seen an uptick in the number of attacks directed at healthcare. And this year in particular, and if you just look back in the last month and a half, it's been tremendous. I mean, we've had at least, that I know of, at least 9 or 10 different directed attacks against healthcare organizations. You had the big attack out in Hollywood with Hollywood Presbyterian, which was terrible. You've had now the attack up in Flint, Michigan, that just became public, that we've known about for a little bit. There are others that folks don't even know about yet that are going on around the country, where other folks are being hit with ransomware and zero-day virus attacks and whatnot. And it's just a really big issue. And I think the thing that really needs to take hold is that we are going to have to change how we think about cybersecurity and how we think about privacy issues in healthcare, because otherwise these things that are going on are not going to stop, and they're going to start undermining a lot of the other things that we're trying to do in healthcare that are so important, things like population health and reaching out to patients with their data. We start undermining or eroding the confidence that the patient has in our ability to protect their information and deliver services, like you saw out in Hollywood Presbyterian, and you're going to start undermining or eroding the confidence they have in those programs.
And so what advice would you give providers looking for ways to improve the security programs in 2016?
Well, the first advice I give them is old sage advice, which is get back to the basics. Start paying attention to your environment. Make sure you're not running obsolete operating systems and old antiquated systems or systems that can't be protected. Make sure that you're doing the blocking and tackling that's so important in terms of patching and hardening and fixing systems and maintaining control of who can make changes or who can download software, who can add applications to the environment. You know, people need to understand that the 30 minutes that you might have to wait while IT adds your application to the environment is a hell of a lot safer than disabling the control that would allow a malware to be downloaded by just a workforce member downloading an application directly to the environment. So we got to start thinking about those things, because these things have real repercussions. They have real cost to them. I mean, I would hope that at some point we could take a look at what went on out in Hollywood, what went on with Titus Regional in Texas, or with the hospital in Flint, Hurley, and take a look at the actual cost of those incidents. Because even though there may not have been a breach in terms of confidentiality or a compliance issue, I guarantee you there were real costs to those institutions because of these events.
And cost to the reputations.
Oh, tremendous cost to reputation. And it's not just reputation with the patient, right? It's reputation with your caregivers and your staff. I mean, if you're a doctor and you've got multiple hospitals that you can take your patients to, or you can work with, you know, who are you going to want to work with? Somebody who's got state-of-the-art systems, state-of-the-art security, state-of-the-art protections, you know, somebody that you can count on, that's going to be there when you need them to be able to care for your patients. So that's real important. It's not just the patient. It's the whole system in general. It's just confidence in general.
So where do you see the challenges in cybersecurity going in the next few years?
I think the challenge is that we are going to have to do a better job of blocking and tackling and improving our ability to detect and react to these threats that are out there. I mean, clearly the threat environment is getting smarter. They're getting more capable in terms of what they can do. And you know, we just have to get ready to address that. We just can't sit back and rely on old ways of doing things. Manual processes and security don't work anymore. It's just that simple. We just have way too much going on in our environments. old rule-based or signature-based technologies are not adequate anymore. You need heuristic-based technologies, meaning technologies that look at a packet or look at information that's flowing over the network or across the internet towards you and says, do I know you? Are you friend or foe? Or if I don't know you, then I put you out in the sandbox or I quarantine you until I can determine whether or not you're good or bad before I let you in. We're going to have to do a better job of that. And the last thing we're going to have to do a better job of is really engaging the user. I mean, when you look at the events that have occurred, I mean, you talk to the folks up in Hurley and or other places, and they say, well, it's, you know, a couple of docs downloaded, clicked on some attachment, or somebody clicked on this Word attachment, and you know, in some email, or somebody went to this website and downloaded something, and it, you know, yeah, we can deal with a lot of that from a technical perspective in terms of putting controls in our environment, make it more difficult for those things to execute. But the fact of the matter is, we really need to get users smarter about what they're doing and recognize that they have a responsibility to protect the organization. It's just that simple. We can't, security is not going to be able to do it alone or all by themselves. The workforce members are going to have to be part of the solution. We're going to have to do a better job of educating them.
People factor. I've been talking to Mac McMillan of Synergist Tech. Mac, enjoy the rest of your HIM 16.
Thank you, Carol. You too.
Thanks.